Now, I know. I'm just warning people that I'm just in a warning-like mood. Now, because this feast falls on a Friday, I know this because I witnessed it. Because it falls on a Friday, many are going to choose, they're going to be told that they can, by prelates, or just combine Sunday with Friday. Look, it's Christmas. We're Catholics. We don't want to inconvenience you. Heaven forfend you should have to go to Mass twice in a week. I mean, it's bad enough that we ask you to come once, but twice? No.
I think I might just go find some alligator bites.
Yeah. And that whole thing about, you know, being on that specific day and up, that's Mitter Orthodox, please. We can marry them into the same day and everybody's fat and happy. Okay. Look, hey, man, I'm playing. I'll play the game. I played it. I think the Blessed Mother may appreciate you, and St. Anne and St. Joachim might appreciate people going like, well, I think I'm going to go anyways. This is unfortunately the state of current affairs, folks. Holy day of obligation means nothing. As I said, there's only three. According to most people, many people, too many people, here's the three. Christmas, got to go. Ash Wednesday, got to go. Easter, got to go. When in fact, should be known and noted, and I'll just go ahead and say it. I know this channel would be so much better off without spouting Orthodox trad like me on it. Most people think that that's actually the case. And why do they think that? Because that's what their prelates tell them. They don't tell them any different. That's why. Who actually knows that, well, you know what? The Saints are playing this Sunday. I don't have time for the 11 a.m. Mass. Got to be at the Superdome, you see. Most people don't even perceive or operate from the point of view. Now, again, I'm not trying to lord this over anyone. I'm drawing from very personal, demonstrable experience. I don't think I'm saying anything that many of you don't already know and haven't already experienced. Most people don't know that every Sunday is a holy day of obligation. And we, as the faithful and the defenders, are supposed to treat it as such. And when one of our friends tells it, no, man, they did rid of that when we got the new calendar now. That ain't true. Oh, you want to bet? Now, do we say these things so that I can hear myself talk and I can be all pious and high and mighty? No, you say it because you care. You care about people's souls. I take this phone right here every Sunday. My daughters do not go. Take it every Sunday, and send a little message out. Holy Day of Obligation, Mass at noon, St. Jane, every Sunday. And I tell them, you can't say that you didn't know. Isn't this what we're supposed to do? Oh, no, miniature, please. This is the kinder, gentler, more, you know, ecumenically acting all kind of age that we live in. People need to be, they've got to come to it on their own. And they need to be able to imitate what their neighbors are doing. That's what's really important with the faith.
May the church stop guilt-tripping them.
So, yeah, that's right.
You're just guilt-tripping.
Because I really actually have a genuine concern.
Exactly.
You don't want to see this occur. If you ever meet Mitter's church, ask her this question. Ask her whether or not she is actually confronted that let's roll the Friday or the Thursday into the Sunday by friends. Ask her whether or not she has. And ask her whether or not she said, well, you know, maybe you ought to just go anyways. I got shopping to do. I don't have time for that. Ask her whether or not she has been confronted personally the people that she knows, Facebook friends, and what have you. Ask her. Go ahead. Ask her. I challenge you. Ask her. People that are supposed to be members of the church militant saying that, no, every Sunday is not a holy day of obligation. It's not a sin if I don't go. It's a choice. Well, I hate to rain on your parade, but it's not a choice. I mean, it is a choice, but you are supposed to go. So tomorrow, again, I don't want to get all doctrinaire. I realize people are getting angry out there. They're running away, crying and screaming to their neighbors. Whatever you do, don't listen to him. He'll guilt trip you. I'm pretty sure Our Lady, you know, Mary, they call her, would very much appreciate, as would her mother, St. Anne, and her father, St. Joachim, would very much appreciate all of us going tomorrow on Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which is, now, some of you may be wondering, all right, that's it. It's Catholic doctrine, all that, that's it, I'm gone. Why do I even need to know that? Well, it's very important to know that Christ could not have been born through blood or through a soul that was tainted with sin. It had to have been spotless, and it had to have been free because he's spotless and free. It's the only logical conclusion a Christian can draw. And it's the proper, not only is it a logical conclusion, it's the proper spiritual conclusion. And that's why tomorrow is a very special day, especially on the Marian calendar. And if you are fancying that you're, maybe some of you are developing a, which I know is happening out there, a devotion to Mary and to Our Lady. Maybe you read the Marian Option book through Cary Grace. Tomorrow's a great day to go to Mass, hear the readings, read them, contemplate them yourself, and just think about that. Think about that chain of events. By the by, if you want some good reading on this, and I'll provide it for you tomorrow, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, the mystic, had visions of this. She had visions of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady and about Our Lady bringing up as a childhood. She was a very extraordinarily, so much so that she stood out from all the other children, extraordinarily devout little soul, even as a child. So that's why if you're granted the opportunity, well, we just fold Friday into Sunday. They're close together. Who wants to be inconvenienced during the shopping season? Maybe you just ignore that and go anyways. I'm just saying, and that maybe, just maybe, Mary might really appreciate that. That's all. Give your mama a hug tomorrow. If it was your mother's birthday, you'd go to that, wouldn't you? Well, it is.